This episode is brought to you by CarterComics.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your comic needs, whether it be graded or raw. Carter Comics has got it all. All you gotta do is go to CarterComics.com, fill your cart up with all their amazing comics. Use the discount code FREAKNET, F-R-E-A-K-N-E-T. Save you 10% at checkout. Not only on their website, but also at their eBay account. And the link to eBay can be found on their homepage at CarterComics.com. Again, CarterComics.com is your one-stop shop for all comic needs. All right, guys, it's the time we got to step in the ring with the greatest faction in podcast history, Jazz Freaker Wrestling, the JFW podcast, hosted by Travesty.
And I am the Hawaiian bread eating faction slayer, Nubby the Amazing Turtle.
And I'm Dan. I'm coming back for what's rightfully mine. And I'm glad to be on here on JFW with you guys today. How are you guys doing?
You know, honestly, I would have been a lot better if, like, Nubby called himself, like, the Hawaiian bread Koa. I would have gotten a huge pop off of that.
I genuinely do want to put it aside, all right? You know, I've done some reflecting in the past couple months, and I've looked in the mirror, like, several times. And I will say that, you know, it's okay that other people have other opinions than mine. Even though they're not right, I have to just accept that. And if you want to like a bastardized version of bread, you can.
Well, I appreciate that. But see, it's not a bastardized version of bread. It's one of the greatest breads in history of bread. And you're just going to have to
live
with it.
To each his own.
Ready to... Dan!
What?
What the fuck are you doing?
Well, first, I was drinking your beer.
You're drinking my beer?
Well, yeah, because you weren't drinking it. And second, I figured I'd pop into your podcast because, you know what? You weren't doing it. So I know I can do a better job. So
yeah? Yeah. Do you have the results for Destination 6?
I'm sure I could figure it out.
Do you have the result? Do you have the preview for IPW?
Well, I don't know, Pat. If anything is a reflection, I mean, that whole Power Hour thing. I mean.
Okay. You're really going there to start. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want your job back?
Yeah.
Are we all right? So we're going to get. All right.
You know what? I'll leave you guys to it. Hi, Mom. I know you listen to this.
Have a great rest of your day, guys. I'm going to hand it off to this guy. I'll see you later.
Can I have my belt?
Wait.
Can I have my belt?
No, I got to go home.
Nope. Thank you for that.
What the hell?
Thank you for that. Hi, it's me. It's PX. I have the rest of Danny's beer. He left his beer. Oh, wait. No, he's still here. He's still here.
Lying.
Still here.
You know, he's such a fibber. How can you? You're not even putting any honor on that title.
We're really going with that, right?
We're really going
with that. Can I have my hat back, too?
No.
While we're at it?
You know what? Yeah, actually, you can. Why would I wear that?
Just throw that at my face.
Yeah, all right, goodbye. I'm going home.
Oh.
I'm panicking. I know you can't hear real well.
What the fuck am I looking at?
What the fuck just happened?
I thought we were getting a special guest host tonight.
I thought, well, you thought wrong because my hat's all messed up. Now it's fixed.
I mean, in retrospect, this is the first time your call came in on time. So,
well,
I mean, kudos to Danny for showing up when we're supposed to, even though he wasn't even supposed to be here. Who knew?
Yeah, it wasn't even supposed to be at my house drinking my beer, but, you know, here we are. Oh,
hey, can I pee?
Yeah, I don't care. Go pee.
I'm glad my sibling is a normal person.
Yeah.
They would never do this.
Yeah, he just kind of shows up at my house unannounced. He drinks my beer. He takes my part of my dinner. What the fuck? See what I have to put up with? See the man that I'm going to take down June 4th at Wrigley Field?
I thought you guys were changing that.
Well.
No.
No.
Huh.
Okay. That you know of yet.
Oh, okay. I don't fucking know. Whatever. Do it. Don't do it. It's the Cubs. I don't give a shit.
It is the Cubs.
It is the Cubs. I lost interest in it the moment your mom said she wasn't showing up to it.
But it's the Cubs versus the Sox. It's a rivalry. It's old time. Like a sibling rivalry, if you will.
What are you doing with your camera?
Well, he kind of fucked up my camera, so I was fixing it. I was fixing the things that Danny broke, much like I fixed the prestige of the LIM Beer Drinking Championship. And by the way, if we're keeping count, Danny said that he had to stop drinking because he had to drive back, and I'm already 2 beers in. So if he wants to talk about seriously retaining and defending this title... Right now, if this was a title match, I would win. Yeah, you heard that. I would win. You're not in my head. You are not in my head. Have a safe drive home.
Well, for the sake of the bit, I'm surprised you're 2 beers in. You just walked in and saw Danny sitting here on the show, but...
Danny says he's glad you guys can make up.
I always respected Danny. I like Danny. I didn't like Danny when Danny was bad mouthing me. But me and Danny are cool. I think I get along with all the LIM guys except for Giggles. But I mean, that's just because that's my own personal choice. He's an idiot. No. Yeah, we got a lot we got to cover today. A lot of shows we got to cover. But I want to get your guys' perspective on the statements made on the fourth mother box pertaining to our show. So I want to make a segment about a segment that was about a segment.
So it's almost like an announcement about an announcement that is going to be announced after that announcement.
It's a Freaknet Studios inception, if you will.
I'm just hoping Pac-Man heard all that.
No, he's frozen. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Perfect. You know, it was working when Danny was here, and now it's not working. So, I don't know. Well, he'll come back when he comes back, but... Nubby, did you listen to the Fourth Mother Box?
I always listen to the Fourth Mother Box.
Right? Yeah, I checked it out. I checked it out this morning on my way to work. I listened to it on Spotify, as I always do. First off, awesome to them. Awesome to them for coming out with shirts. That's fantastic. Over on TeePublic. Freaknet Studios, I'm sure, will share the link to that on the Facebook page. So you guys can find not only Fourth Mother Box on Facebook, but also you can find their merch. So you can buy their sweet Apocalypse shirt. And I guess they have a PX shirt, too. So way to utilize the good name of PX. To profit off of. I mean, I've been doing it myself, so. Am I shoot frozen?
Was I shoot frozen?
What, compared to what? Your gimmick frozen? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You were kayfabe frozen?
I didn't know if you guys were ripping me. I was talking the whole time. I was like, why are you guys ignoring me?
And here's the thing that I guess I'll say it. Here's the funny part. There's a good chance that when I play this back to, like, you know, edit down some of the things, even though you're frozen for us, you could potentially be unfrozen in the recording. So I'm really excited to hear that mesh of us talking over each other for a good, like, probably minute before you hung up. I don't know, but... This is why I don't like Skype anymore. But I don't hate it enough to spend $200 a fucking year on Zoom. So, well, Pax, you're back. Let's talk about the fourth mother box. You know, fuck it. I asked Nubby first. Nubby, give me your opinion on the fourth mother box and what they said about what was said about them last week.
Well, kudos to Tom, you know, coming out right off the bat, playing the bit, you know. I'd say he did well on, you know, coming back, clapping back at Mother PX. Clapping back. There's so many jokes we can say at this point, but I think we still have to respect the rule. Unfortunately, because there's so many things I can say, but that's fine.
The mother rule? That's a 4MB thing, man.
True.
I mean, we just never did it because we have no need to fucking do it.
Right.
Right.
No, but no, it's fine. We don't need to sing to mother jokes. I mean, none of us over here are going to make a mother joke about fucking Pac-Man's mom.
No.
You know, because we all love my ex.
We all love, you know, Pac-Man's mom, even though, you know, Pac-Man, you know, is the fourth love child of hers. It's whatever.
Hey.
But anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, it was pretty clever. And of course, Kyle had nothing to contribute. I mean, he said the same thing over and over about how we have nothing and we suck at what we do and blah, blah, blah. You know, the same shit he says every time, so.
I don't believe that Kyle listened to the fucking episode.
Oh, you know what that means.
Yeah, he could definitely go fuck himself.
Yeah!
It seems like he was just trying to respond to what Tom was saying. Like, he had no frame of reference of what was being said, and he was just building to the point where he could talk about a Baltimore... what the fuck was it?
Oh, no.
Baltimore Bullfrog or whatever?
No, it was the Montreal Screwjob.
There we go. 97. Yeah, just like X-Men. They talk about X-Men. You know, it all comes together.
Yep. See it?
It all comes together.
So Kyle rides the coattails of Tom every time. So.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah.
We knew that. But Kyle's the kind of guy who needs to get up on that soapbox and grab the attention because he's too short for people to see. In like a crowd, so he needs to stand on top of something. Ironically, it has to be a soapbox. But it's that Napoleon syndrome or whatever the fuck he has. I don't fucking know. Pax, what about you? It's your mother. What are any responses?
It is my mom.
He said he did give your mom credit and say that she is funnier than you.
I have to admit, my mom is a very funny and classy gal. But there is one thing she is a classy gal. She's listening, and I want to make sure I'm in her good graces for reasons. Anyway,
classy gal.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Here's something that my mom said that they couldn't even dispute. They're talking about other things on their podcast. They're talking about JFW. They're talking about me. They're talking about the LIM. They're now talking about my ex. And they are riding everybody's coattails. Shit. There is a new shirt on tpublic.com, PX69420, that they put out. They are using my name, and that's fine. I have absolutely no problem with that P-Trap 69420 shirt. Those are really funny numbers. But
get it. But I didn't fucking get it whatsoever.
But they're riding everybody's coattails. And remember, when Kyle said that he couldn't really dispute it, I mean, what else do I have to say? Kyle spoke for the group.
He did.
Yeah, he did mention how that something was taught in high school about getting drunk faster by sticking a beer bottle or something or alcohol in your ass. Yeah. Now we all know why Kyle joined the wrestling team.
Kyle anyway. Is the world champion butt chugger.
There you go. Butt chugging.
I think that's the technical term. And Kyle, if you want to check to make sure that I use that word right, maybe you should make that your Urban Dictionary word of the week next week.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm offering suggestions. Two of them this week.
You threw out two of them this week. It was kind of weird. It's like, well, if you found Baltimore Bullfrogs funny, you should listen to, I don't know, fucking like Kentucky Bronco or Bull Ride or whatever. Something was a seizing fucking diabetic. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, listen to the Fourth Mother Box. Listen to their response to what we did, or what Pac-Man's mom did last week, and when they're done. Bullshit about that. They do talk about X-Men 97. I don't agree that it's a 10 out of 10, but hey, whatever Tom wants to say.
Sure.
Let's dive into wrestling, though. Because like I said, we do have a lot we got to cover. You guys want to do match cards first?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
All right, well, if I'm looking at it right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 match cards and 6 results, and this is pretty much going to be the nubby show because you're covering about 75% of it.
Is it Turtle Indie Talk? Are we bringing back the tit?
All right, just whipping them tits out.
Solid. Whip them tits out, nubby.
No,
I sound got... bite for 4MB. Whip them tits out, nubby.
Nubby. I mean, I don't want to, like, show them off. Now I'm looking at this fancy shirt I got that I stole out of Freiberg's bag.
It's cool. It's got pictures of Rion Skills on the shoulder.
That's right.
Yeah, because that's really Rion Skills.
And you know what? And honestly, in the darkness, it looks sort of like Rion. There you get closer. So I guess deep down, really, you and Rion just look alike.
Some might say that.
Yeah, there is a huge difference, but you know, I'll leave the uncomfortable people to say what it is.
He's clearly better looking than me. That's what it is, and you could feel it.
Best dress on the red carpet this past Saturday.
Yeah, I watched your red carpet.
It was wonderful. It was fun.
Yeah, I didn't get to catch it live.
Yeah, we were having technical difficulties, but found a way to still get it out to the masses.
Yeah, it was entertaining.
Glad you enjoyed
it. You talked with, Damian Gray, Rob Schneider, Rion, that cute girl who sells merch who says, eat my ass, or whatever the fuck she says.
Shut your ass is what she said. Oh,
whatever. Same shit, different day, I guess.
That Damian Saint's a little groupie?
Oh, is that who that is?
I believe that's who it was. Who was it?
Deneen, one of the best people ever. That is ever existed.
Damian Saint's favorite person.
Oh, well, goddamn. Bill Shelley.
I'm the other one.
Yeah, Bill Shelley was there. Simp was there. You allowed Simp to interview you, which good job making that about you for a moment again, you know, like you always do, which is cool.
Killing a little time before the movie started.
I shoot need a bottle of water. Give me some of the drink.
I was thirsty.
I bet not horses. I got no money. Buy me a soda. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So I had every intention to ask him about to reflect on his time, but then it hit me that the Preakness had just ended. So I was like, well, he's the man who has the tools to look things up. So I asked him the hard hitting question of who won the Preakness and did my bets hit? Nice. And these were important things that the people needed to know.
Yeah, Shogun, Johnny Nye. So a lot of cool people you sat down and talked with. You send a message. What's going on with Flash?
My dad retired.
Is that Flash, or are you talking about your actual father retiring from his
job? My actual father is Flash, and he retired from pro wrestling. And I'm.
Oh.
So I just want to say thank you, Flash. Was an honor getting to manage you in your last match. And Godspeed, sir.
I guess Johnny wasn't really correct when he said he'll be back. So, I mean, that is what it is.
And they said they never want to come back, but then they do. So we know how it is.
You never know.
Well, yeah, that is true. All right, let's talk about match cards. I'm guessing CSW is on Friday. The rest of them are Saturday, and then IPW Sunday.
Midwest Championship Wrestling is Friday as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got so Nubby, you're going to cover Chicago Style Wrestling, Midwest Championship Wrestling, IWA, ARW, Pac-Man, you're going to cover IPW and Wrestle League. So let's try to do them in order. We'll do Fridays and Saturdays. So let's start with CSW then.
All right, let's go to CSW. Because this will be an interesting. You're probably going to be really confused by a couple matches. But they're interesting dynamics.
That's my secret, Nubby. I'm always confused.
I understood that reference.
There we go.
All right, so CSW presents V for Vendetta. It is this Friday, May the 24th. It is 9757 Pacific Avenue in Franklin Park, Illinois. General admission tickets, $25. I don't think I need to say this, but I'll say it anyway. Front row, sold out. You should just automatically know they're sold out. Like the day after the show, just assume it.
Where does CSW pre-sell their tickets at?
There is a link on the Facebook page.
So it's online sales and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't quite sure because I know like SCW, I think it was like pre-pandemic, they used to sell tickets like Fit Body U, Genesis Martial Arts. You could buy your tickets at Steam Hollow. I didn't know if it was something like that. Like if you go into one of their sponsors, they could, but you could just go online and buy them. Okay. I wasn't quite sure. So,
Yeah. Never again. All right.
Yeah.
Was this the Yeah Show now?
It could be.
Yeah.
JM.
Yeah.
The freaking yeah.
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 We are so done. The link is on the Facebook page. You can get general admission tickets, I believe, on that same link. Otherwise, $25 still at the door.
Okay, so they just do front row and general admission, right?
Right. Okay. Front row is normally $30, and then general admission is $25. All right, doors open at 6:30 p.m., bell time 7:30 p.m. For the heavyweight title, or actually, I should say title for title, as the NWA and the Chicago Style Wrestling heavyweight title are both on the line as EC3, who is the NWA heavyweight champion, be taking on the Warhorse, who is the CSW heavyweight champion. This match was made at the last show after the main event, after Warhorse defeated Conan Lycan for the title. EC3 out of nowhere shows up.
It's weird when, because CSW is what, like a week late in the month or whatever.
Yeah.
That the previous one seemed, I mean, obviously it is a lot farther back than normally, but it doesn't seem like it was just back in April. It seemed like this shit was like March almost, just because of the time difference between the two shows.
But it does seem like a long time. Yeah. Even if it's just a week difference.
It's fucking insane. But, you know, it's cool that, you know, it's title for title. So you're going to either get the Warhorse, who's going to become the new NWA champion, or you're going to get EC3, who is probably going to be in CSW a lot more often because being able to defend that championship.
Right.
or shenanigans happen and, you know, something else. But I mean, fucking, if to have EC3 as your fucking champion is something to be very proud of.
Yeah. All right. For the women's title, we have Shelly Benson, who is our champion. We'll be taking on Tiffany. I just can't say this name ever. Neves. We'll just stick with that. Someone please correct me.
Spell it.
N-I-E-V-E-S.
Neves. I think. Neves?
Neves?
Knives?
Knives.
Someone in the world, please correct me. Because or, I know I might be wrong.
Or ask her on Friday.
I could.
Yeah.
Or I'll hear the announcement.
Or maybe she'll listen to the show and she'll comment below.
In the video description.
Like, yeah, share and subscribe. Because I'm assuming she follows us on social media since she's being talked about.
Right.
It's true. That is a valid point, sir.
That's right. That's right. If I don't have 12 shares of this, I'm sorry, 14 shares of this episode, some of these fucking shows are pissing me off and doing life wrong.
I'll kick their ass.
No, you won't, but thanks.
But in a figurative sense. Disclaimer, I am not a violent human being.
What did Tiffany do to deserve a title shot? Because I know you talk about how like you're saying the name wrong, but she doesn't really ring a bell. And if you talked about her before, she really didn't leave an imprint on my fucking mind.
I believe she did a recent NWA show.
Okay.
Because we had this discussion about her name before.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Of course not. Why would you?
Told you, I'm always confused.
We know.
That we know.
But yeah, well, someday I'll get these names right.
Yeah.
But at least I admit my faults. So.
So is it almost where this show's gonna be? I don't know what you're oohing. I didn't even hear what you said. Is it like NWA versus CSW almost?
It could be. I mean, I don't know if Tiffany's like a mainstay at NWA. I'm still learning.
Gotcha.
The company, but I mean, yeah, it could be at this point. Maybe. I mean, if we take their title or they take ours, it could be a big war.
That's true. Okay, what were you oohing, Pac-Man?
I don't know. It seemed like he was throwing shade, but I wasn't sure.
Ooh, Nubby? What were you throwing shade about?
What were you throwing? Yeah, Nubby, what were you throwing shade about, Buster?
I just said I admit my faults. That's all.
Oh. Someone's not admitting their faults here. Stirring the pot. That's what I'm doing.
I'm just saying, I make mistakes and I mess up and I admit it. So what?
Stirring the pot. Russell shuffle now. I'm doing the Russell shuffle.
I pray to God that when people decide to listen to our episodes, that they are watching on YouTube. Just to see you fucking sit there and do that. Because that is the funniest fucking thing I have ever seen you do in the year plus I have known you.
I knew
that's that's the funniest fucking thing ever.
I knew at some point it was going to get to that point.
That was the funniest. It took you a year to make the funniest thing. And I can't wait to see what you do to top it. I don't know if you even could.
I think I could.
Fix your fucking watch, because that annoys the hell out of me.
What's wrong with my watch?
That fucking thing's dangling off there. There should be a fucking piece.
Oh, yeah. I gotta stick it.
Yeah.
I gotta stick it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's another sound bite.
There we go. I gotta stick it. Jesus Christ. All right, what are we, two matches into CSW?
Yeah, we're crushing it.
We are 30 minutes into a two-hour fucking episode, and we are two matches into one of 12. Fucking crushing this. Excellent.
And I was hoping to do something too, but that's fine. All right. Shane.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. We could definitely go longer than 2 hours. That's fine. Just keep in mind that I had a special guest coming on tonight, and I canceled that because I knew how packed we were going to be with shit. But your thing, we could still definitely do. Yeah. We could go beyond 2 hours. I have a different. Ooh, actually, I got to figure out that's on this. I'll get it figured out. If not, it's going to make one phone call. But we'll be fine. Go ahead.
All right. So, Shut up, man. Shane Hollister will be taking on Rafael Quintero. In a Chicago Street Fight tag match, it'll be Solomon Tupu and Conan Lycan taking on the Hatekeepers of Boucher and Marston.
That's that faction slaying coming to life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to do it. It just happened.
It just fucking happens, man. It's like Domino in the Marvel Universe.
See, I stopped reffing Conan's matches and the Hatekeepers. Well, I wouldn't say they split up, though. They got a new leader and maybe one other member left. Eh. Not my fault.
Sure.
Or is it?
Oh.
You're stirring it hot. All right. In a trios match, we have FXB, Lou Montgomery, and that Chris Miller guy taking on Jack Valor, Eddie Grayson, and Nathan Nile.
I heard Chris Miller sucks.
It's true.
In a John Cena type of way.
He might suck worse than John Cena.
Oh, treated.
Because you can't always see John Cena.
That is true, but you can always see the other guy.
You can always see Chris Miller, and we don't want to see him. And he's getting beat up by Lily Pescadita all the time, so. Let's see. Oh, in a now this is confusing for you, Travis, probably. So this is a Survivor's Gauntlet. You with me so far?
Yeah.
All right. So it'll be the Brass Holes. Ryan Matthews, Jax Johnson, Iniestra, Eric Schultz, and TJ Steele versus Marche Rocket, Moondog Murray, Steve Oz, Joey Mayberry, and Axel Rico. Now, this is a Survivor's Gauntlet, which means it goes as follows.
Can I guess how this goes?
Yeah, let's see if you're right.
It's a one-on-one matchup, and if you pin somebody, the next opponent comes in. You keep going back and forth, and there's one person left.
Damn. That's just right? About right. I think I'm gonna give you a gold star.
Here's the thing, because when you say gauntlet, in my mind it's like, okay, so dude has there's one versus a bunch. But I was like, that's just a fucking gauntlet. But once you start naming people off, I'm like, okay, I think I kind of get how this. But go ahead, explain exactly what it is.
All right, I'm gonna read it off the Facebook page here.
Okay.
All right. So the rules says rules. One person from each team is selected to start. So far, that's what you said. Each match, that's what they're calling it, will be contested under lumberjack rules. So the ones that are not in the match yet are lumberjacks.
Okay.
The winner of each match continues on. The loser returns to the locker room. So it's this essentially what you just said. It's just they're saying a little bit weird.
Okay. It's a cool concept. It's unique. I don't know if I've ever heard anyone actually doing something like this before. The lumberjack thing's kind of cool too. It's like if let's say Marche starts out and he takes out how many on each side? Six?
Five.
Yeah. So if he knocks out three of them.
Yep.
You still got four guys on your side out there compared to one. It's a cool fun concept.
There's still more rules, but I think it's essentially what you said. The winner continues through the gauntlet until they are defeated or there are no team members of the opposing team. The winners are declared after every member of the opposing team has been eliminated. So, yeah, exactly what you said. They just weirded it up a little bit. But yeah.
So I guess the big question is what's on the line for this?
Nothing at this point. This really? Is more of a grudge. This is actually a grudge match.
Okay.
Because every member of Marche's team has had an issue with the brass.
Okay. Did they say how they're determining the order? Is it random or?
It, at this point, it's random.
Gotcha. Because, I mean, if it wasn't, I'd assume TJ Steele would be last. But if it is random, fucking TJ can end up being first.
Right.
Awesome. Oh, cool. Like I said, it's a cool concept. It's just, it seems like something like that would have like a stipulation at the back end of it. Like, if the brass holes lose, TJ's no longer in charge.
That would be an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
Then we have another women's match. Heather Reckless versus Jhené Akai. I believe I said her name right. I believe you're familiar with her ex. You might be.
Jhené Akai. Sort of.
Yeah.
The name rings a bell.
Okay.
Related to Dakota?
No.
Well, they got the same last name. They could be cousins.
They could be cousins.
Or like third cousins.
Founders of that mixed martial arts studio, Cobra.
That's possible. Oh. That's possible. Maybe members of a certain fraternity. I think Kai is like a Greek letter of the alphabet. I'm not sure. Yeah. I wasn't in a fraternity in college, clearly.
Yep, I had a good thing going. You fucked it up. Go ahead, Nubby.
Yeah.
Now, here's another interesting one. Have you ever seen two matches at the same time? Well, this match is called a double jeopardy match. And it's where two matches are going to be contested at the same time. And the winners of said matches will face each other right after. So it'll be Maggie Lee versus Amina Belmont. Lily Pescadito will be taking on Missa Kate at the same time. This is not a tag match. This is not even a fatal four-way. This is two matches at the same time. And the winners of each match will face each other right after.
Okay. So it's almost kind of like a tournament bracket happening at once.
At the same time, yeah.
That's interesting because, like, what happens if one match ends, like way earlier than the other one? Do they got to sit and wait?
Yeah, they would have to.
Oh, fuck. Well,
I assume that would be the rule. Now the question is, can the other, one of the other members of the other match get involved in the other match?
Right. Does that, I mean, could that cause a disqualification?
Good question.
Right.
No, it's too bad TJ Steele doesn't listen to this show because I could
answer
these questions.
He doesn't listen to the show. You know what that means.
Well, I tell him he can go fuck himself all the time. So
there you go.
I don't care if he's my boss.
I am enforcing the rules of this here podcast.
Good for you.
I got you, Travis.
And that is the card for CSWV for Vendetta. If another more matches pop up, you'll see them on the Facebook page. 9757 Pacific Avenue in Franklin Park. It's this Friday, May the 24th. General admission tickets are $25. 6:30 p.m. doors open and 7:30 p.m. bell time. And if you can't make it to the show but still want to watch it, it'll be on IWTV Live eventually.
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 Eventually. Perfect. Let's do MCW.
All right. MCW, Midwest Championship Wrestling, is also this Friday, May the 24th. It's at the Skydive Chicago in Ottawa, Illinois. That is 3215 East, 1969th Road. I had to actually look that up to make sure that I was reading it right. And it's true. 1969th Road.
Nice.
General admission is $30. Kids, I assume any age, you're $10. And the show starts at 7 p.m. So I can assume doors open at 6.
What's the name of the building in Ottawa?
Skydive Chicago.
Okay, cool. Go ahead, sorry.
All right. For the world title, we have Nasty Nick. Now, see, I might have read this wrong. Let me make sure I'm right.
Oh, no, take your time.
We got all night, right?
Yeah, we got time. We're fine.
Yeah, we're good.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. I did write it wrong. Yeah. It actually is.
Yeah.
What I wrote. Yeah. See? I admit my faults.
Oh.
Nasty Nick Nolan, who is the MCW champion, will be defending his championship against Rhino in an Extreme Rules match.
ECW.
Now, in a triple threat match, we have Mario Pardua versus Matty Ice versus Koa Laxamana with Kaylees.
Well, Koa's going to be really nice.
Yeah. We have Kid Lat taking on Apex.
Ooh.
And then we have...
Wait, who is he wrestling?
Who?
Who's Apex wrestling?
Yeah.
Kid Lat.
Oh, shit. Good for Kid Lat, man.
And then we have the MCW Championship, or U.S. Wait. MCW U.S. Championship Tournament, which actually the champion is Conan Lycan, but there's a tournament to determine number one contender to face him. So the four matches already happened, and I will announce the next two matches for that side of the bracket in a little bit. But the matches that are taking place this week, in the first round, it will be AMB against Benjamin Trust. We have Xavier Creed taking Ares Creed. Is that right? Or did I write Creed twice? No. Xavier Sky versus Ares Creed. So I'm fucking up today.
Hey, it's fine. This is new to us.
Yeah.
This is a new place.
You know what? It's your new computer that's fucking me up.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that the problem you're having?
Yeah, I'm having problems.
My brand new fucking computer is causing you problems?
Yep. Fucking shit. And then we have John Barnhart. That's right. Versus Casey Jacks. And then Magico versus Mascar Suicida. And that's the first round of that tournament. But just because I feel like stirring the pot, I'm going to tell you these two matches are in the other bracket in that second round. We have Quintero taking on FXB, but that's not the match I want to stir the pot on. Here's this one. Nick Diamond will be taking on Eric Schultz.
Ooh.
And I heard rumors, which I think are true anyway, that Nick Diamond thinks he's better than Eric Schultz.
I don't know if that's true.
Very, very interesting.
I heard Nick Diamond might be saying that.
Well, here's my question, because there's a lot of dissension. Have you had any run-ins lately with the program, Nubby?
Have I had any run-ins with the program?
Yeah.
I mean, I see one member once in a while, or all the time.
Faction Slayer.
Eric Schultz, I mean.
Faction Slayer.
I mean.
You know what's awesome? Because when we cover SCW, a majority of the factions that you're fucking tearing apart, fucking Eric Schultz is a part of it.
Yep.
Wait, so here's my question. Is there going to be a new team of Eric Schultz and Nubby called the Faction Slayers?
I mean, God, just fucking shit.
Could happen. Could happen.
Look, Eric Schultz has done a lot of bad towards me. Why would I want to team with that piece of shit?
Forgive and forget.
He helped take my title away. I know he helped me lose the GM
which one
spot.
Yeah, which one are you talking about? Because I think he got involved in a lot of your title matches.
The High Voltage title.
High Voltage, gotcha. I just want to make sure we're okay. We're on the same
page. And I know he was involved against me and Saint. You know, he's the one that pulled my leg. I know it was him. So
yeah, so just got forgive and forget. I mean, Pac-Man puts his issues with Damian Gray aside to do a solid interview on the red carpet over the weekend.
Well, Pac-Man got his revenge on him, though. I never got my revenge on Eric Schultz yet.
That's true. I did pin Damian Gray.
That is true, yeah. And you you fucking shared some Stroot waffles or whatever the fuck that is.
Delicious. So. Delicious. It's going to change your life, brother.
But anyway.
I've never heard of them.
Until you talk next about time, it. Next time I see you, I'm bringing some.
Okay.
You will get to experience the lore and the goodness and the deliciousness that is the Stroop waffle.
That might be Sunday at IPW as I celebrate my 35th birthday.
Oh. Yeah. Let's get the credit to sing you happy birthday.
Is that Cupcake Lady? Does she listen to our show?
I hope she still listens to our show.
Well, if she listens to our show and if she's going to be at IPW, May 26th is my real, honest to God birthday.
It's a shoot birthday.
It's a shoot birthday. I will be turning 35 on Sunday as I watch fucking Nubby win a championship. But we'll talk about that here shortly, too.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was Midwest Championship Wrestling this Friday, May 24th at the Skydive Chicago in Ottawa, Illinois.
Go ahead, Pac-Man.
I was going to say May the 24th be with you.
Solid. That wasn't worth it. What made you want to start talking about this company?
I just think we should try to promote as many companies as we can. A lot of people we know are on these shows, so why not? Even though they don't support us like they should be, unless their name is mentioned. Freiberg. I believe we should start supporting each other more and sharing more shit.
I agree. I do. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Hopefully that is the case, because like I said, I mean, I do want to try to involve as many companies on our show as possible. And hell, if we have shows, we have like a dozen shows to talk about every week, I'll be fucking happy with it. I mean, we do got our main ones, you know, SCW, IPW, ARW, RPW, CSW. But I mean, all the other ones that we keep adding on everything, like even if we say something about them, you know, it's promotion, and it's not like we charge for it.
No,
they need to take, yeah, they need to it's take that free. Into account.
And hey, if you're just hearing of these shows for the first time, and they ask you how'd you find out, tell them JFW sent you.
And they'll be like, I don't listen to JFW. And then at that point, we'll be like, you know what we say to those who don't listen to JFW?
That's right.
It's okay. It's okay. We'll let it go this time. But next time, ooh, you're in trouble, buddy. You're in trouble.
I don't let go. I've said it to fucking 9-year-olds. I don't give a fuck. That's why I recommend people do not come and talk to me at wrestling shows. Because I will ask you, and I will tell you to fuck yourself. I don't care if you own a company or if your child's there at the company. I don't care. I've said it to a lot of people I probably shouldn't have. Fuck them. Listen to my show or fuck yourself. I don't care. There's a t-shirt that should be coming in the mail soon that we sell on tpublic.com that I'm going to start wearing to fucking wrestling shows. That say, there are two types of people in this world. Those who listen to JFW and those who can fuck themselves. I will be wearing that shirt to fucking wrestling shows. You can also buy the Better Idiot shirt on tpublic.com.
Yeah! That's my shirt.
That is your shirt.
And the Nubby Pac-Man 24 shirt, also available on tpublic.com, as well as the Travis Dizzle J 2024 shirt.
Yep, and Nubby's Faction Slayer shirt will be coming soon, too.
Can't wait for that.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right, let's
get I got ring announcers saying it now.
Fuck yeah, you do.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
All right, let's give Nubby a break, and let's run through Wrestle League.
Wrestle Lee. Yes, I do have that match card. It's Homecoming, and they're coming home to the Homewood Flossmoor Auditorium at 2018 Chestnut Road in Homewood, Illinois. Doors open at 6:30. Showtime's at 7. Tickets are on sale on Eventbrite. General admission is $25. All right. So on Homecoming, this will take place this Saturday. J.R. Lindsay will be taking on Kid Latt.
In addition, wait, what day is this?
This is Saturday the 25th.
MCW's Friday, right?
Yep.
Okay. I was gonna say, like, that's going to be quite the fucking hike for Kid Latt, but okay.
Mm-hmm. We have Reggie and Shogun Chris Logan in tag team action against the Bro Bros. We also...
Who's Shogun's tag team partner?
Reggie.
Which one is he?
He is him.
Okay, he's on IPW guy, though, right?
I don't believe so. I don't think I've ever seen him in IPW.
Okay. I know IPW uses a lot of Wrestle League guys. That's why it's like faces and names and stuff. But okay.
Yeah. At least he hasn't been there yet that I know of. We also have Lulu La Reina taking on Brittany Kay for the Wrestle League Women's Championship. Tully Bertarelli will have a gauntlet open challenge. And your main event of the evening, TLC. With Jesus DeSafio, Bugs Moran, and the Wrestle League champion, the man who beat Jesus DeSafio for the title, Alfredo, it's Mailes, I believe. I believe that is his name. Please correct me if I'm wrong, and I apologize if I did get that wrong. But spell again. It is M-E-L-I-E-S.
M-E-L-I-E-S?
Yes.
Malise.
Can be right. That is it.
If you say it with confidence, you can move on from it.
Yeah, I'm going to be so confident when I say this next part. And that's the card for Wrestle League. That's Wrestle League Homecoming. This Saturday, the 25th, at Homewood Auditorium. 2010 Chestnut Road in Homewood, Illinois. Doors open at 6. Bell time is at 7. And tickets are available at Eventbrite.
There's rumor Pac-Man is going to be at this show.
There's rumor as well that Bill Shelley might go to that.
Does this be your first Wrestle League?
Second?
Gotcha.
Second. I was there at the one over the summer. Fridays are pretty tough for me to get out to the Raven Room, but now that they're back in Homewood, looking forward to going to see that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah!
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 Hey!
Nubby, you want to talk about IWA?
Sure.
What exactly? This isn't the IWA from the past, right?
No. This is a different IWA, a better one. Promoter's actually cool.
Compared to who?
Ian Run. I'll say his name right here.
The guy.
This promoter will actually pay you.
Treated.
All right. So IWA Production presents Schools Out. Is this Saturday, May the 25th, 521 Perkins Avenue in Mount Vernon, Illinois.
That is a lot. Yeah.
Front row is $10. General admission is $5.
That's not bad at all. Fuck.
No. And
that's a low price.
Now, let me just say, in your travels, I know some people travel from far, or if you're local and you still don't know about this, well, shame on you. Don't go to your local Wendy's or McDonald's or Old Country Buffet to get food.
Hold on.
Old Country Buffet's closed.
I was gonna ask, does Old Country Buffet still exist? Because I will go to a local Old Country Buffet if it's still fucking around.
I don't know. Okay, how about Golden Corral?
Okay. Yeah, fuck that shit. People fucking lick the chocolate fountains and stuff.
Well, anyways.
Oh, that's why I got kicked out of there that one time. Oh, that's why.
That's
why
Patrick put his penis in it. It was weird.
Oh, don't stop anywhere.
He chocolate covered his nuts. It was fucking gross.
God damn it. Yeah, no, there was like the ice cream station and that, you know, I got like a whole thing of peanuts and like I put the chocolate.
he packs his nuts in that fucking chocolate fountain. It was weird.
I am trying so hard to not make another soundbite. So the peanuts, the food, were placed into the chocolate in order to give them.
So what's happening at IWA?
So
sweet yet savory taste.
That's a soundbite. All right. All right. The reason I say don't stop anywhere to eat. Don't eat at home. Go to the Ringside Buffet, which is located at the venue. It's on the same property.
Is it a separate restaurant or the company?
The company owns this restaurant. The owners who run the company own the restaurant.
What is it called? Ringside Buffet?
Yeah, Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon on the same property, like 5 feet away. Like you go outside the door of the arena and the Ringside Buffet is right there and vice versa. The food is excellent. I've been there. The owners are cool. The arena is phenomenal looking. I actually knew what it looked like before it was built. I know someone else that helped build it, but fuck him. This other guy put more work into it. But I digress. Visit the Ringside Buffet before and after. Get all great food. So far, the matches that have been announced, it will be Ricky Cruz taking on Playboy Double H.
Oh my God, it's only $13 for the buffet. That ain't fucking bad.
And his fucking food's phenomenal.
That's not
bad. You get a 50-piece fucking chicken bucket for $50. That's fucking amazing. Mount Vernon, how far is Mount Vernon? Well, keep doing what you're doing.
It's about 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
Ah,
it's fucking worth it, though. If you just wanted to go travel really far just to eat, that's the place to go.
Yeah.
Then you got Shrapnel versus Brujo Shaman, and then El Magnifico with El Coyote taking on Mike Masters, who we saw at Bill Classic, with the Masters Mafia.
That's 4 hours away.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I kind of want a buffet, though.
It's straight down 57.
It really is. I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking something north. But I might be thinking of Mount Prospect.
Yeah. It's south.
So wait, so how did we start talking about these guys?
So I did work for them a few shows.
Oh, okay.
Technically, even though it's not recognized anymore, I am still the Battle Royal champion.
What's the days?
I won it in July of 2019.
You find the fucking day. Pac-Man will keep track of it.
Nubby is... Oh, my God. You know what this means? Nubby's on, like, this Roman Reigns-style run with this title.
Fuck, yeah. You're talking about almost 1,500 fucking days.
I acknowledge the tribal turtle.
I'll look up the date in a little bit. I actually still have a picture of when I took the selfie.
I would, man. That'll be the show title if you fucking give me the kind of thing. You give me the number, that's the show title.
The Tribal Turtle.
Tribal Turtle and his 1,597 days.
Make sure you include leap year.
Oh yeah, you got to. Dude, that's fun. Dude, God, good for them, man. Awesome. Okay, keep going. Yeah.
But that is the card that they listed.
I didn't hear right anything. Do it again. I didn't listen to one thing you fucking said. Do it again.
All right,
I was looking at the buffet. Come on now. You fucking see me? I take up most of this fucking square.
All right, so Ricky Cruz will be taking on Playboy Double H.
Okay.
Then we have Shrapnel taking on Brujo Shaman, or Shaman. And then El Magnifico with El Coyote will be taking on Mike Masters, who we saw at the Bill Classic, with the Masters Mafia. Gotcha. And that is the card that is listed as of right now. Maybe throughout the week, more matches will be announced. So go to IWA Productions on Facebook and look out for that, along with information on the Ringside Buffet if you're hungry.
Well, a lot of things that we're trying to do here on JFW to get you guys to these social medias of the companies we're talking about. Pac-Man voluntarily was told to start putting the flyers out the night before we talk about them on the show, whether it be results or match cards. But when we do release the show and Nubby shares it onto our Facebook, he also tags the company's Facebook pages in the show notes or in the post on Facebook. So if you do find our show on the JFW Facebook page, if you scroll to the bottom, then the Facebook pages are tagged there at the bottom. And sometimes they don't work, but sometimes when they do, they are tagged on there. So if you want to find out more information on IWA, look at the show notes, look at the Facebook post, scroll to the bottom, and they're right there and stuff. So,
and it's IWA Productions, not IWA Mid-South. No, and they do have a YouTube page. They post all their shows on YouTube, so you can go check them out. I don't think they post results, but they will have their YouTube page updated, I believe, a week or so after each show. So there's
that. I got an idea. Remind me when we're done recording. I got an idea I want to run by you guys. Cool. Awesome. I think the last match card is ARW.
Well, on my end, and then IPW's after.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But this will be super short. ARW
and IPW.
This will be super short. This might be the shortest one. ARW with DWA.
So wait, are you saying this is the Kyle match card of the evening?
Treated.
Right, because he's small.
I relate because I'm also quite petite.
When I'm making fun of somebody, don't fucking include yourself.
Okay.
I mean, you are the Kyle of the podcast.
You are the Kyle of the podcast.
This is a compliment.
You are,
because
but
I am.
You're actually.
Well, that's because you're like under fucking Turtle's nuts, in my view, anyways.
Hey.
You're actually funny though, and you're pretty witty with your comeback. So
not as funny as your mom though.
Man. Yeah. That's...
Your mom's better than you.
But your mom is quite the gal.
Very
classy gal.
She's a classy gal. If you don't give me that date, that number, that's going to be the show title. Pac-Man's mom is a classy gal.
Anyway, ARW and DWA will be having a Memorial Day Mayhem show this Saturday, May the 25th. At the UAW Local 551 is 13550 South Torrance Avenue in Chicago. Doors open at 6 p.m., bell time 7 p.m. Tickets are just $10. UAW members and families, you are free.
I Googled the location that they're going to put the show on. And it's actually fucking fantastic because when I saw the UAW, all I was thinking about was like unions and shit. And I was like, wait, hold on a second. Like, so they're putting a show on at a union hall. It's a fucking nice looking banquet hall though. And then when it said Chicago, I thought the actual city, Torrance is pretty much fucking Indiana. So I mean, it's just like,
well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It's pretty like much. Is. Yeah. So I might actually be going to this ARW show. Just because I haven't been to an ARW show in a while and I don't have anybody who wants to do anything for my birthday this weekend. So I might end up at ARW this Saturday.
Well, how about this? I'll join you for your birthday at ARW.
What a guy. So we go and maybe get shot together.
Probably.
Yeah, it's Chicago still. Yeah. Actually, I think 390's not that far from there, so we could hit that club while we're there.
And it is payday week.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, mine was last week.
Now, who gives a shit? You're going to be at fucking Wrestle League.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm still going wrestling. Good for me.
Which Wrestle League isn't that far from 390 either.
Yeah, you can meet us at 390. You can see a boob for the first time.
Yeah. Tempting.
Oh, well, if you want to see a boob, just look at Kyle's picture.
Treated!
So no matches have been announced. But James Creed will be there. The program will be there. Ivan Manson scheduled to be there. The return of the Asylum will be there.
I wonder if Monster 747 is going to be there.
Do you think Chet's going to be there?
I'm sure he will be.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going.
Machine.
Never fucking mind.
Machine will be there. Quinn Whittick will be there. Some of the family will be there. I hear Muggsy James won't be. He has a death match somewhere. I believe he announced. Brendan Balling, Jake O'Neill, the Idiot Horses will be there. CMOS Dave and more.
I thought we're cool with the workhorses now.
Oh, Wade Evans is a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, well, fuck that guy. He doesn't listen to the show.
No, well, he did say you should get me a cupcake, Nubby.
Oh, wait, no, it's the other one. The fucking...
Flexi.
Sir Flexi, whatever the fuck it is.
Bitchy Flexi.
Yeah. Wade Evans does. Wade, thanks for listening to the show. You don't have to fuck yourself. But you're... your stupid cousin or whoever the fuck he is to you who doesn't. Mikey Pearson I also like because I think he's been listening longer than anyone else. Suffering. Yeah. You know, that's a mouth breather I could fucking talk to.
He's my favorite workhorse. He's the best one.
And he's done some Nubby exclusives. So if you guys are going to wrestling this weekend, please do some Nubby exclusives. Or pack exclusives. Just some exclusives so we get them up on YouTube. Yeah. I'll go to Mount Vernon. We'll be in three different places.
So WrestleMania 2?
Yeah.
All right. So I got the Rosemont, right?
Yeah!
Yeah!
It's an awesome list of competitors that are going to be there. I really wish they would announce a match card, though. But that's cool. I mean, good for them. Cool. So now we just got IPW and then we're good with match cards.
Believe so, yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. So we have IPW this coming Sunday, May 26th at the VFW Hall, post 311, 22341 Governor's Highway in Richton Park, Illinois, 60741. The doors open at 1, bell time is at 2, general admission is $15, and kids 10 and under are $10. All right, so to start the show, we have Joey Dalton having an open challenge for his Sean Danger. I was looking at that wrong. It's kind of like D'Angelo Steele, and it's actually for the Second City Championship. Because if you remember
Stop. Start all that over so I can understand what you're saying.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Right. So
you just said a bunch of fucking words.
As if we're
in your mind, understanding everything you're trying to coherently say.
I have actually context because last month during the gauntlet, it was reported that D'Angelo Steele mistake Sean Danger for Rachel, a.k.a.
So you were doing a bit.
I wasn't just Pac-Maning it. I was doing a classic Pac-Man funny moment.
Well, here's the thing. Next time you want to do something like that, look at the fucking camera instead of going like this.
I have my notes on my phone. This is a
video podcast.
A vodcast, if you will.
And when you look like this, nobody knows what you're doing.
So for the viewers of said vodcast,
that's fine. Here's the thing.
I have my phone here.
Look down. No, you can look down. Just don't cover your fucking face. You're not in church. You're not fucking praying.
I'm praying that Joey Dalton wins.
Start all over. Start the matches over. It's IPW is May 26th. It's at the VFW in Richland Park. Doors open at what, 3?
One.
One. Both times
at 2. At 2.
So start at 3. Okay, so fucking go ahead. Match card.
Yeah, Joey Dalton will have an open challenge for his second city championship. As previously mentioned on the famous JFW podcast. And then we have a special exhibition match with Muggsy James taking on Aiden Way.
Who?
Aiden Way.
Is that somebody who's new? Because I don't
know. That is a new guy, and that is who Aiden Way is.
Is okay, Wendy's, I'm sorry, Wrestle League guy?
That I am not sure.
Okay.
But he is, they're fighting. That's all, that's what I know.
Nubby, do you know who this guy is?
No.
Okay.
So, okay, gotcha.
We also have the program. Nick Diamond and Kindle Fire defending the tag team titles against the Great Tiger and the Great Akuma. Not only this, but we have a special attraction. All day, Marche Rocket will be taking on the returning Soul Taker. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of chops in this match. There's going to be more chops than the steakhouse that I went to the other day. Shout out to Tony Gabagool. That's a joke he would make. But not only that.
Why do I know that was a joke? Because I saw your face.
Did I do that thing where I was waiting for
There's going to be more chops than a steakhouse.
It's like a steakhouse. You know, they got chops. Like steak chops.
Meat. No, you don't have to explain the joke.
Okay.
I got the joke.
Okay. All right. We're making sure. Okay. Big League Open Invitational for the Trios Champion.
I haven't said this in a while. Slow the fuck down.
I'm going fast.
Yeah. Slow the fuck down, bro.
All right. So we, like I said, Big League Open Challenge for the Trios titles. We also have Adonis Allen taking on Jay Vanity. Rockin' Rivera, who has been told he won't have another match in IPW against any other opponent until he beats Kid Lat. Didn't beat Kid Lat last month. Is now going to have to face Kid Lat once again.
But Kid Lat's wrestling every day this weekend.
Basically. Well, no, literally, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Good for him, man. That's
what awesome. A guy.
Get what your shit guy. In.
Yeah.
That's how you get far in the business. Get your shit in. Yep. And get not literally, in. Like, getting your shit in. Like,
that's right.
Get your shit in.
Right. You know, I knew he was going with that? Because I saw his fucking face.
Hey. But we also have for the IPW League Championship, Damian Gray taking on last month's Gauntlet winner, the Second City Championship. Oh, no, Sean Danger. Again, I'm mixing it up. Yeah, mixing the two up.
I got it there. That was funny. Okay, I got that then. Because I saw your fucking face.
See, that worked. That worked. Comedy. I'm golden, baby.
That one landed. Solid.
Yeah. And then... I'm main eventing you, Turtle, for the Rocket Pro Wrestling Championship. The simply undeniable Steve Michaels taking on the new roster person, the reinstated roster person, callbacks, of Rocket Pro Wrestling, the Amazing Turtle, for the title.
I just want to say I had nothing to do with this.
I mean, we knew that. You're not the booker for IPW.
No. And I am not, and I wasn't going to put myself in a title match for Rocket Pro. I mean, when I was GM and I didn't have this planned at all, I didn't know who I was facing until it was announced, really. And this was, after I lost to Damian Saint?
Could you imagine walking into September with the Rocket Pro title?
That'll be a hoot.
I wonder if any of the Undeniable are gonna be there Sunday.
Interesting.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, I don't think, you know, the Bear Hug needs help, but it is the Undeniable, and
he has proven otherwise, though.
Well, here's the thing, Turtle. I don't think that the VFW allows pets in, so you don't have to worry about any hairless cats at the very least.
That's true. I mean, Damien Saint might be the only one available that would be there. I mean, he's been IPW many a time. He was a host at one point. He was we were the greatest hosts.
We were the best ones. IPW. Yeah.
I found my dad at your show.
That's right, I did. Look at this.
I was bringing families together.
Look at you guys. Faction Slayer and Family Uniters.
I'll just say this. I'm going to this match like any other match I would go in. I'm going to take it seriously. I just hope Steve Michaels takes me seriously because he might beat my ass. He's a big man. But I'm not going to make it easy for him.
I hope you do win. It'd be a sweet birthday gift. But honestly, you have the advantage because how the fuck is he going to bear a hug a shell?
And I could put extra turtle wax on it.
You could put extra turtle wax on it, yeah.
Cool.
So it's either going to come down to he's going to attempt to bear hug you and it's going to be to no effect because you got the shell, or he's going to bear hug you so hard that he breaks your shell.
Both situations can happen.
They are very plausible, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, hey, man, you know, you got the opportunity. Fucking IPW's giving it to you. You know, and I'm excited to see what happens.
I guess Rocket Pro's giving it to me, too. I mean, they're working together on this. I believe Rocket Pro has to give the okay. I assume Damien Saint is giving the okay on this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would he want to just give me a title shot just to give me a title shot? I mean, maybe to fuck
with me. Oh, yeah, that's true. It is a fucking day. It has been fucking. Mm-hmm. So maybe Damien has something planned.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
That's suspicious.
I got to be extra prepared, and that's why I'm hoping that Travis Teague will be in the house.
Celebrating my 35th birthday.
Because it's not the first time. You know.
Yeah, workhorses. I got you, man. Plus, you got you know, currently retired, but may come out to help you, Pac-Man, there too. Mm-hmm. Throwing some fucking LIMBOs and shit.
It also could be a Freaknet Studios thing, if you will, because
that's true.
Steve should be there. Maybe Rion will be waiting and to make sure things go accordingly.
Yeah. C-Red might be there.
Yeah. We'll see. Red.
Ah! Got it. Cactus Rack maybe could throw another lariat like she did Damian Gray that one time.
Yeah. Yeah. Freaking out students could fuck some people up.
Maybe I can fly in a certain Ginger from Florida.
There you go, right? If he's not too
busy, you know what? I was about to make that joke. Damn it!
Damn it!
You beat me to it.
Well, remind Pac-Man tomorrow at work to go grab Kyle. Say, hey, we may need you Sunday. Put differences aside and get fucking nubby. How the fuck does Kyle live out here and not been to a fucking nubby match?
Because he thinks he's above going to wrestling shows.
What a dick!
Here's, you know. Me
and him have gone to wrestling together quite a few times.
Here's how I see Kyle involving himself into proceedings. He'll look right at Steve Michaels, real tough guy expression. He'll look and go, you know what? Do better.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you should just go and have yourself a Colorado High Cliff.
I hope he looks that up and finds out there is one out there.
I'm looking that shit up right now.
Fuck yeah. Google it if it exists, and then just fucking laugh through the definition so no one can hear you the first time you say it.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
And speaking of things, I found the date.
Oh, good.
July 12th,
2019.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. I am, like, feeling like the informational liaison of this podcast, so give me 1 second. Nubby, what day was it?
July 12th,
2019. July 12th, 2019. Here we go. 1,774 days.
I think I beat Roman Reigns at this point.
I acknowledge my tribal turtle.
What would it say? 1,774?
Yep. 1,774.
Man, if we did this on fucking Wednesday, it'd be 1776. God, almost there. Almost fucking there.
Fun fact. The last time I saw that Battle Royal title, though, Metalhead stole it from me. Like, oh, literally just took it, ran away, and hasn't seen it since.
What a shitbag. Does the Colorado High Cliff exist?
No, but I have found the definition of... Okay, no, I don't think I can say that one. Go ahead.
Your mother's curious. Say it. No. What is it? Well, here, what is it called?
I hope that I gotta say it. Wait, I gotta deliver it just like Tom.
Yeah, well, you're crushing it so far, yeah.
The Colorado Cum
Gobbler. What? The who?
The Colorado Cum Gobbler.
Okay, perfect, yeah.
A person who
gobbles... Listen up, Mama PX.
It's a person who gobbles cum in Colorado.
Yeah.
That one just seems on the nose.
Yeah, that's just too far on the nose. Yeah.
Not much left on the nose, though, if they're gobbling it.
All right. So there you go. Now your mother got to hear you say the word cum several times.
What a time we're living in, huh?
God, what a world. She sits there, listens to the podcast while doing yoga, just hearing PX and cum. Cum gobbler, cum gobbler, cum gobbler. Shit, man. What the fuck have we become?
We've become...
Yeah, we're one fart sound away from being the fourth mother box now.
Look at us go. Ugh,
Jesus Christ.
Okay. We got to get the results.
Yes. Yeah, we also have to, IPW, it's this Sunday, May 26th. Be there at the VFW Hall, Post 311, 22341, Governor's Highway in Richland Park, Illinois. Doors open at 1, show starts at 2. General admission is $15. Kids 10 and under, $10. Also, we've learned a new word.
We learned a new word. Yeah.
That's go right. Us.
All right. So we're halfway done.
Halfway there.
An hour and 20 minutes in. Okay.
Oh, before I have another one. It's Colorado Cannonball. It's a three-phase projectile shit caused by Colorado green chili. Oh my God, we are the fourth mother box.
We are the fourth mother box. I just want to go listen to Metallica and violate myself.
Except people listen to us.
That's
hey!
True. And if they don't, they can fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do results. I'm going to run through POW real quick. Get that out of the way.
And then we can dive into everything else.
Hey, Quinn Wittick's going to be at the June 1st show for POW. Good for them. I like Quinn. First off, congrats to Mihox O'Bannon for winning the single key to the kingdom.
Let's see here.
Mason Perks beat Mike Morris and Angel De La Sombra. Magnus King beat Mass Marauder. Chris Miller defeated Dazzling Donnie. Stylin' Shane Eaton beat Mihox O'Bannon. Kazile beat Moondog Murray to retain the heavyweight title. Felix Abandon won the Keymaster Royal. After the Royal, Styling Shane, stop moving the fucking elbow like that.
I have maybe one little elbow left in me.
Yeah, I just...
Who knows?
As I'm reading this, out of the corner of my eye, I'm seeing this. And I don't know what the fuck you're doing after reading fucking Urban Dictionary. Mihooks O'Bannon, as well as ref Brian Allen and Chris Kay and owner Jimmy Blaze, have suspended Stylin' Shane Eaton due to his unsportsmanlike conduct and attacking the officials as well as himself from in-ring competition for the next month. So, next POW show will be June 1st, but we'll cover that next week.
Yeah!
Okay, let's hit, I'll either do Backbreaker or Square Circle. We'll get those two started.
I'll start with Backbreaker. Why not? These results are courtesy of BJ Porta.
Oh, congrats, BJ. Mine were courtesy of their Facebook page, so I don't have to thank anybody. They could message it to me, but they don't. So that's fine.
Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg.
Thanks, Zucks.
All right. Jeremy Hadley defeated Scott Powers via distraction by the Universal Bomber.
Solid.
Richie Rothschild defeated Dick Davis via a forfeit, as he did not show.
What? He was the king of old style. What the fuck?
Yeah, he just didn't show up, so he got counted out.
My offer still stands, Dick Davis. You can join the LIM.
Still stands, Dick.
Still stands, Dick. Stand proud, brother.
However,
stand erect.
Stand stiff, brother.
Stiff up. That was for the Backbreaker heavyweight title, by the way. Rothschild is the champion. However, after the match, Dave Allen came out to challenge Rothschild for later in the show. Gabe Juarez defeated Thomas Keith. Matt Dewar defeated Johnny Motley, not Moxley.
Darn.
Then we had Richie Rothschild defend his championship against Dave Allen, and Richie Rothschild won via the dirty way to win.
Dirty way?
Yeah.
Is that a way you could find on UrbanDictionary.com?
Probably. Tully Bortarelli defeated, or no, he did not. Tully and Caveman Trog were counted out.
50-50 shot, and you missed.
50-50. And then D&D defeated Cujo and Punisher. And that is Backbreaker.
Awesome.
All right. Square Circle Megastars.
Megastars. Jinx.
And I got these results from a certain somebody. I don't want to give this piece of shit credit.
I would.
But I'm going to, because I'm a nice guy, even though he's a piece of shit. Joey Roth.
Joey Roth sent you fucking results?
Joey Roth, that piece of shit, sent me results. Square Circle Mix.
Thanks, Joey. I got nothing against you.
Even though you
made my co-host's life's hell for quite some time, I got nothing against you.
Wait, hold on. I can thank Joey. Thanks, Joey. We couldn't have done it without you. The you is, this is him.
It's going to be really awkward for people who straight up only listen and not watch. But okay.
But for the vodcast people.
Yeah, for those video, for those who watch this, they'll appreciate it.
There you go, Alpha Zeta Zeta.
Yeah.
I don't thank you, Joey Roth.
I thank you, Joey. Thank you.
I begrudgingly thank you.
He is the boss, so he should be doing his due diligence and sending me these things called results and match cards. He should be doing that too.
He should be.
If you want your your show's promoted, you might want to send it to this podcast that will promote it. You know?
Yeah. Message us on Facebook. 100%. Great. Or email us at jfwpodcast@yahoo.com.
Damn right. All right. Prince Hamed retained his heavyweight title over Chico Suave.
Everyone's friend.
Nathan Nile defeated Matt Diesel. Why did I say Diaz? I was looking at two names at the same time. Matt Diesel, Lord Captiviz, and Zach Abstract to become number one contender for the Shooting Star title. Lucius Ironside defeated Darius Luttrell. Ooh, I'm happy about this one. Grim Reality defeated the Workhorses to become the new tag team champions.
Yeah!
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 How about that?
Yeah!
How about that, Workhorses? I won my match. I won match and you lost yours.
Well, I'm sorry, what'd you say, Dummy?
I won my match and they lost theirs.
That's right. Fuck you, Workhorses.
Suck it, Wade Evans.
Yeah. I mean, thank you for listening, except for the one idiot, you know, but you know, the other two, you know, hey. Sucks that you lost, but
no. Yeah. I don't know what that last one was.
This is a thing now.
That takes up most of the show.
Your laugh got so high pitched right there. Your hyperventilating squeak laugh got so high pitched. Yeah, that.
Oh my god.
Oh, I don't know what that's going to sound like on the podcast, but I'm so glad it happened. Oh, Jesus Christ. But
Quintero.
Nubby won, and fucking Workhorses didn't, so take that.
Yep.
Quintero.
Quintero became number one contender for the mega title as he defeated Jorge Santi, JPH, and Nick Diamond.
Oh, that's where JPH went. Okay. I mean, I knew that last month. I just want to acknowledge that again. Or last week, I just want to acknowledge it again.
Then, Oso Torco defeated El Johnny Santos. Then, it was Will Austin, Sebastian Cage, and Blake Banks defeating Joey Roth, Cobra, and their mystery partner, who happens to be Jorge Santi. Joey Roth got pinned.
I saw the pictures. He looked bloody.
He got bloodied and he lost the match for his team. He lost.
Good for him. I wanted to do another yeah, but I don't want to do it too soon. I thought about it too.
That's your vocal cords.
So. Yeah. Let's try to limit to one a show. Even though we did it twice, we'll limit to one a show.
I think we've done it three times so far.
That's very possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the first time was too many yes, but this one the aggressive ones.
And that was Squared Circle Megastars.
Awesome. Do we know when the next one is?
July or August.
Okay, cool. Well, if they get back to us, they get back to us. Okay, Destination 6. What we got?
All right. So, change to the tag team title match. The Whiskey and Warrens weren't able to make their title defense, so their championships were vacated. However, they still had a tag team title match, and this is going to sound like I'm doing a bit, but I swear I'm not. The New Guys made their debut and won the Destination 6 Tag Team Championships against the Bang.
The team is called the New Guys?
The team is called the New Guys.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations to the New Guys.
Congratulations are in order. We had Christian Rose defeating Tommy Davis. Dante Leon made his debut against Mickey Midas and picked up the victory. Zach Hendricks defeated Hua, who was making his debut.
I'm sorry, what was their name?
H-O-U-A. Hua.
Okay.
We then had Mr. Broadway picking up the W against Avery Hertz. In a disqualification, I don't know if it's a double disqualification. I'm just reading from the graphic that Destination 6 has. Oliver Kahn and Connor Hopkins ended in a DQ. We also had for the women's title, Ashlyn Alexander retaining against Aja Tamia and Storm Garcon. And lastly, but let me make sure, I feel like I'm missing something because I kind of jumped around here. No, I did not. I did not jump around there. All right, so that was going in for the kill. The next event is July 20th for No Turning Back.
Awesome. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 3, 4. Cool. Frontline. What we got?
You got Frontline. Courtesy.
Frontline Nubby.
Frontline Nubsters.
That's a shirt right there.
courtesy of FreakNet Studios, Steve Aaron of the Power Hour.
Yeah, I know that guy. Steve.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Steve.
He's your second boss.
He is.
He is. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
I saw that he had a video. Was it EC3 that he did something with?
He done many of videos. But yeah, he did one with EC3.
Where they're sitting in the ring talking?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. That, I take it that was last month?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember when I saw it. I didn't know if it was from this past weekend. But okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Kid Lat defeated Chris Van Colt. Radus Atlas defeated Corey McHenry. Josh Price defeated Joey Dalton. Adonis Allen retained his battle title in the four-way ladder match. Muggsy James beat the holy shit out of Hot Rod Daddy Andy. And
hold on. Why is it put that way?
Well, he put it a certain way. I just made my own, but I actually didn't even write that part down. I just said it because I remember put it.
What did Steve write?
Steve wrote it as "Let the May see."
He wrote it as "Let the May see."
Well, I'm assuming Nubby transferred to his notebook. I want to know how did Steve emphasize his co-host's significant other getting his ass kicked? I'm just curious.
Well, he says it as "Filthy Muggsy James kills Hot Rod Daddy Andy."
Oh, do me a favor, Pac-Man, on the show tomorrow, have Steve elaborate on that because I'm curious. Only if Rachel's on.
Okay. I got you.
If she's not on, we can move past it. I don't think Steve will get to this part of the podcast to hear it. I'm just curious on his idea of why would he emphasize the fact that his co-host's significant other got killed in a show. Just curious.
I will bring it up tomorrow when we're talking with Stan Payne and Levi John.
Because I know exactly how you're going to do it. So on JFW, we were talking about Frontline, and Travis himself wants to know why that no one else wants to know but him. And I don't know why he's asking, but he wanted me to ask. So
I got you.
I know you do.
I don't got a lot of things on Power Hour as we saw this last week, but I definitely got solid. That.
You fucking held your own as the only other fucking co-host that was there. So good for you, man.
Thank you.
You held your fucking own.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Until I talk to
Oh. Yeah, you're done.
Okay.
Filthy Muggsy James, it was revealed that he has joined Ben McCoy as his disciple, is now he is the creator.
This is why wrestling is confusing as fuck. Yeah. But okay.
Well, at Frontline's a totally different.
I get world. It. Multi-universes, I get it.
Because he's filthy up there. So
gotcha. Well, he is in Wisconsin, so. Yeah.
You got to be filthy in Wisconsin.
You do. Half their cheese is moldy because of age, not because it's supposed to be. I get it.
Right.
And they have the Packers, because fuck the Packers.
That's right.
Fuck all the Wisconsin teams at this point. Yeah. Windy City Devils retained their tag team titles over the Bro Bros. Sad.
I like the
Bros. Yeah. Ben Evanson defeated Kota Jacobs. And then Ben McCoy defeated Shaq Jordan to become the new Frontline Pro Heavyweight Champion. And now, in Steve's words, Ben McCoy is the most hated man in Frontline Pro at this point.
Because he beat Shaq Jordan?
I assume so, and probably there might have been some shenanigans after.
Shenanigans would make sense. I can see that. Awesome. Next Frontline Pro is June, right? They go monthly, don't they?
I believe. I could always look it up.
You don't have to. It's not a big deal. I was just asking.
Well, it would be the right thing to do.
Sure. I don't think we do a lot of right things here, but sure.
And it is June. June 15th.
June 15th. Okay.
Battle Lines.
I don't like how whenever I fucking present myself on screen that you are copying it.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
You're not doing this right now.
I was until I acknowledged the fact that you were doing it.
I'm gonna have to watch this back because
I'll sit here like this, and every time I start doing this, you start going like this.
You're so copying me.
Now
you are. You were just like a minute ago. Stop! You gotta stop mimicking me, Travis. Come on,
idiot.
I gotta resist.
I'd try next time. SCW Retaliation was this past Saturday. We're at the Majestic. Love the Majestic. Huge fan of it being there. If you guys haven't been to a Majestic show, I believe we're there again in, I want to say it's August.
I think it's August.
I want to say it's August.
If we were going in the rotation, I believe we would be there in July, but I think because we're not going to be in Chabance in June.
Yeah, I want to say it's just August and October are the next two Majestic shows, and those are the only two for the year. June, they're doing the show at the festival, which is what, June 9th, I believe.
Yep,
Sunday. So that's going to be a Sunday show. And then, July is Chabance. September is WrestleTopia, that's Chabance. And then I think November and December are also Chabance. So the next Majestic show is in August, but obviously you check SCW on June and July as well. High Voltage kicked off with Omar taking on the Sheik. Sheik picked up the victory after Schultz, even though he kind of looked like he didn't want to get involved, eventually did get involved and distracted Omar for the quick roll-up for the Sheik. Nubby, you took on KJ Carter. If I got it right, that was your first time facing him?
Yep.
Yeah, I wanted to try to make never-seen-before matches for this one. You picked the victory over KJ Carter.
Clean.
Solid. He did. And you know what? I was worried that he was going to try to do something shady to pick up a victory, but he stayed very honest, it seemed like, through it.
Mm-hmm. He did.
I don't think he understood the concept of not attacking your shell, because he did that several times. But you picked up the victory, so congratulations to you.
Oh, but there's I did bring someone back.
Amazon made a return. Yeah, she came out with you. She wore that shirt.
She did.
So
nice.
And yes, I did wash it, so all the glitter is off.
But it was cool for her to make a return. She's been gone. Oh, geez, I want to say since December, I think. But she made a return. It was awesome to see her. I got to talk with her a little bit before the show. Awesome fucking person. Freiburg defended his title against Apex. Looked like Apex was going to pick up the victory against Freiburg. Johnny Chaos came out, distracted Apex. I'm guessing it was some kind of retribution from February. Freiburg rolled Apex up and retained the title. Show opened up with Benny taking on Miles Mercer for the Genesis Championship. Mercer's held that title since he took it from Benny back in, August? August 26th at Steam Hollow. Benny got it back. Not in the cleanest ways, but Benny is now two-time Genesis Champion. So he was actually going to be our guest for tonight. I was going to have him come on. And we're going to reschedule it, though, because as much as I don't like Benny, he says he has some shit to say, and I'm curious. So we will have Benny on the show. Apex took on Johnny Chaos. Apex ended up picking up the victory. Even though the match ended, Apex wasn't finished with Johnny Chaos and ultimately went back into the ring. And I'm not quite sure what happened, but he definitely injured Johnny.
Injured his shoulder.
Yeah, he messed up his shoulder. I'm not sure what happened. I know Johnny was at the Riverside Hospital that night. I haven't looked on social media to see if anything was posted about it, but hopefully it's not anything that is permanent. Apex, I don't know what his problem is. I don't know why Flat Top just sat there and watched it. Because when Apex was doing that shit on High Voltage, I got involved to prevent it from happening any further. But retaliation isn't my responsibility, but also I was on the third balcony. So I'm not running anywhere, and I wouldn't have gone down in time to save him. So, Johnny, whatever happened to you, I hope you're doing well, and I'm sorry that Apex did that. It was uncalled for. Torture Killers took on Dysfunction for the SCW Tag Team Championships. The match was called off due to what looked like an injury at the hands of Dysfunction on Logan Steele. Scott Spade looked like he already had some kind of injury coming into the match. I'm not quite sure where it was, but half his face was bandaged up. But they end up beating down Spade and Steele with a weight belt to the point where the referee had to call it. I don't think this is the end for these guys, but Dysfunction tried to get Steele involved to join him. He was asking him, but obviously Steele, he's kind of a jackass, but at least he's a loyal guy, so you can't really take that away from him. Aaron Xavier did make his return to SCW as the savior of SCW, looking to get his rematch for the SCW title. Flat Top, what? If you're going to talk, unmute yourself.
Yeah, I just realized it was muted. No, that was an accident, but it was good he came back. So that's the applause that kind of worked out. Oh, wow. Should I go back on mute? Okay.
I would prefer if you just crawled back up your mother, but physics won't allow that. Aaron Xavier did return. Told Flat Top he wanted his rematch. Flat Top said that he's not the only person who deserves a title opportunity. Mulligan came out. So they made it for a Mulligan-Aaron Xavier number one contendership match. Following the Torture Killer tag match, Mulligan picked up the victory against Aaron Xavier, so now he is now number one contender to take on the winner of the main event tonight at a future date. I'm guessing it's probably going to be in July. Schultz was supposed to take on VJ Price and JPH. JPH was unable to be there. We found out why earlier going through, was it Megastars?
Yeah.
Backbreaker, Megastars, yeah.
But on commentary, I said something totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now we're on podcasting. it's not fucking aliens. God damn it.
Or Space Planet Pie.
Schultz took on VJ one-on-one. Schultz picked up the victory against VJ Price. You could say there was outside interference. Even though it seemed like Schultz didn't want it to happen, it did happen. But after that match, something happened. And Nubby, do you want to talk about what happened? Because it seems like you have a personal issue with this.
Yeah, I guess I do. So Eric Schultz, you know, pretty much said, you know, this is what happens when we're actually doing something right or whatever.
Yeah, I think his exact words were, we could be the most dominant faction in SCW if you would just pull your heads out of your asses.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Freiberg didn't like that too much.
No.
So he whacked Eric Schultz with the belt and cracked the hell out of it.
He hit him so hard. He split the belt in two. And the thing is, like, that's horrible to fucking do. But now he's going on social media proclaiming that Schultz should pay for the belt.
I don't see
how that's on Schultz.
I can tell you who's responsible for that. Just this division between those two. You know what it all comes down to? It comes down to Nubby because he's slaying that fucking faction.
He did.
He's doing it.
Once again, Nubby's involved with a faction that betrays and kicks out a member of it.
Very the prophecy's similar. Being fulfilled.
Being fulfilled. That's right.
But let's be fair. I have never wrestled anybody in the Haykeepers. I kind of don't want to.
But you just happen to be in the vicinity of them.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's like herpes. You don't gotta get it from having sex. It's, you know, just sharing water. You know what happens?
Or sitting on the toilet.
Not like I'm saying you're a herpy. I'm just saying. You know, it's just similar. Yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah. That's how Pac-Man's future wife is going to proclaim how she got pregnant. She went, I sat in a toilet seat, a public toilet seat. Ah, she's cheating on you, bro. Anyways. Needless to say, Schultz is no longer part of Punitive Damages. Got kicked out.
No sympathy harm.
I feel bad that he got a title broke across his head, but, you know, it's the company you keep at the end of the day.
I feel bad for the title.
It is unfortunate. So the title will be replaced with a new one.
Can we give it to a new champion? I mean, he broke it.
There is part of me, and I don't have the ultimate decision in the matter. It is a board decision. It's, you know, I don't know how Rocket Pro does their general managing and stuff, but I manage, but I don't get to dictate overall parts of the business. So stripping of titles has to go through a board thing. I can't officially do it myself. So in my mind, I would love to strip him of the title for what he did and create a tournament for High Voltage to determine a new champion. But just because it's my idea doesn't mean it's going to be actually happen. It has to go through Flat Top and the rest of the board and stuff. But there is a discussion going on a course of action for what happened. So, unfortunately, it's only been 2 days. So, there hasn't been a lot of the talk, just a little bit of it. So hopefully either Tuesday or Thursday we get together and kind of hash that out and maybe figure it out before the June 9th show on if there's any kind of recourse for it. Erica D'Errico took on Angel for the championship. It's a match that people have been waiting on for a very long time. These two women actually got in the ring one-on-one with each other. And Angel retained by being disqualified because Aaron Xavier got involved in the match. So not so much the resolution that Erica wanted, but she did actually pick up the victory. So you know, I guess you'll take it for what it is. Will she get another rematch? Probably. But who fucking knows? Jazz returned to SCW, talked about what happened to him last month. Talked about how he was fine. Got checked by the doctors. Everything was okay. He doesn't have to retire. He's not calling it a career. He said everything is fine, which is amazing. Dysfunction didn't seem to care regardless. Wanted to come out and attack him. But Acid Jazz was saved by Miles Mercer and VJ Price. So, cool for guys looking out for each other. I don't know what's gotten into Dysfunction, but they kind of are going on an aggressive streak at the moment. So, I would love to see the Twin Turtles take on Dysfunction, but in their current mindset, I'm not quite sure it's a smart thing. But we'll see. Who knows? I know Omar's up for it.
The Last Vanguard.
Last Vanguard. I'm sure Nubia will be too. Main event was Hunter Payne versus
Slay that faction.
What's up?
I'll slay that faction. Slay that faction,
right? Let's go.
Hunter Payne took on Terry Allen for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. Special guest referee was James Creed. Flat Top agreed with Hunter and his request to make it a no disqualification match. Hunter pretty much had a majority of the match handled until Terry started going for that knee. Really, you know, working on the weak point of Hunter Payne. Aaron Xavier came out, hit Hunter Payne with the Rat Slayer. Terry went for the pin. Everyone thought it was over. Hunter did kick out. Mulligan came out to kind of even up the sides. Mulligan still nursing that arm issue because just like Johnny Chaos, Aaron was working on Mulligan's arm. And again, it seemed like at least it wasn't as bad as what happened to Chaos, but it was still kind of messed up. Mulligan fought Aaron out of the ring, back to the back. Terry went to go set up Hunter for Goodnight Irene. It's Goodnight Irene. I can't remember. It's Hello, Goodnight, whatever. Goodbye, who cares? Struck James Creed, knocked James Creed out. Went for it again, knocked Hunter Payne out. Pinned Hunter Payne, counted Creed's hand, and retained his title. I didn't think it was legal. According to Nubby, with your referee experience, you said it was. It was technically legal.
Technically, maybe, but I can't go against it because we all know what happened when I wrestled a workhorse.
Truth.
So I'm not going to go against it. But hey, he wore the referee shirt. He was the legal referee. His hand made the count.
Yep. So as it sits right now, Mulligan will be defending or will be going after Terry Allen for the SCW title. Lot of pun unattended chaos happening at Retaliation, but it's going to be kind of a break for SCW because the June 9th show is a free show for people to come out and watch. It's being put on at the Northfield Square Mall in Bourbonnais. I guess it's going to be over there. So you're going to get a lot of the students who are in SCW and a couple of the other guys going to come in and they're going to put on a show just to kind of show everyone what SCW is all about. And I hope you guys all come out. Again, it's June 9th. It's during the music festival. And I believe the show, the match is happening over by the Northfield Square Mall that's down in Bourbonnais. So, we saw title changes. We saw title staying with them. We got to see Angel fucking wrestle, which fucking amazing. And so that's Southland.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah.
Who's on the Power Hour this week?
That would be Stan Payne and
Big Business Levi.
Big Business Levi.
Esquire McGuire. Big headed motherfucker guy
from CSW.
The most annoying man of a CSW.
Gotcha. So what we got next week? I know we got 6 match card results we gotta go through, and then what match cards do we have?
As of right now, POW.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
Okay.
Might be a short week.
Well, we got 6 results to run through, so maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anything else wrestling related you guys want to talk about or go over?
I'll let Nubby go first.
I mean, well, what I want to do is going to might take up.
Oh, yeah, you still want to do that? Dude, we can still do it. I don't give a fuck.
But Pac-Man, you want to say something or no?
I'll let you go first with this.
Okay. So I'm going to try this thing. For the first time ever, we're going to invade a podcast.
Oh boy.
Are they even still recording right now?
Yeah, they started at 7. I think they go till 8:30.
Oh god. Are they gonna be able to hear us? Well, can they hear me, or are they gonna be only able to hear you?
I'm gonna see.
Cause you can just relay what we say, I guess, if you want.
Yeah.
Well, I got you off my thing.
I don't know, whatever you did, you froze, so
you're frozen.
You're totally frozen.
Am I frozen?
You're like the chicken drumsticks in my fridge. You're frozen.
But if you turn off your camera, turn it back on, it should be fine.
Should be.
I know, Scott.
You can hear me, right?
I can hear you, yeah. I can always hear you.
All right. Let's try that. Okay.
Yeah. There you are. Hey, look, you're back.
Welcome back.
And I'm bald. How about that? All right. This is a first for us. It should be interesting. Yeah, find a number. So what this is the Gorilla Position, a podcast I used to be a part of. They occasionally come back and talk, and I'm only there 1% of the time. So this will be my 1%. But the icing on the cake will be still on JFW while they're doing Gorilla Position.
Oh, this is like... It's like the WCW thing from 2001. Simulcast.
Yeah, but I don't own the Gorilla Position as well.
Oh. So. The contract says T, but not Travis T.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
You can hear it, right?
Oh, is it British?
The International Championship. And, I thought maybe when he lost that title to John Moxley that Tony Khan was going to move him up to the world title picture, and that didn't happen. Instead, he went back to the international title because of the whole thing with Moxley getting concussion, and then Phoenix winning the title from him. I think that was not supposed to happen. And then Phoenix himself also gets hurt in the match with Orange Cassidy, and now the title's on Roderick Strong. So that title has went through a lot of ups and downs since the days of Pac and Orange Cassidy holding it. But nevertheless, we've got this match here with Orange Cassidy.
He still has to put me through.
The thing you have to worry about is the presence of Don Callis, who's trying to recruit Orange Cassidy. But I think it's pretty obvious that he's trying to pull the wool over Orange Cassidy's eyes and trying to
do something like Kyle.
Because there's no way that Orange Cassidy and Don Callis are going to be aligned. Don Callis is going to do something here, probably to cost Orange Cassidy's match, and then we'll find out that he's actually signed, I guess, to the Don Callis family, Trent Beretta. And Trent Beretta is going to be the new member of the Don Callis family. I think that's what's going to happen here.
I agree with you on that. Plus, also, it's got the classic swerve, and I don't mean Strickland written all over it. And yeah, Don Callis and Orange Cassidy are not compatible. Plus, the Don Callis family has been decimated by injuries. So that would be a good signing. And then that would be a good boost for Trent, too. Put him in a higher tax bracket. What do you think, Martez? Are you paying any attention? You should be in love with Orange Cassidy.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so I think he needs a character shift. Not so much the gimmick change, but I'm just over Orange Cassidy. He doesn't do anything for me.
That is fighting words. I am going to fight you, Martez.
I'm going to give you an orange punch when I see you.
I don't think this is really Martez. I think this is his evil multiversal alter ego, Xander Fit.
Xander Fit. No, seriously, you know, I say this with all due respect, but just to let you all know, Turtle is on the line, but I want to get this out real quick. With all due respect, Orange Cassidy, I just think he's, and hopefully one day I may be able to work with him, so I don't want to shoot myself in the foot. I just don't think he's a needle mover for me. You know, I see him on TV, I turn the channel, unfortunately. I just think he's a character change. I love this new turn by Trent. You know, I agree with Swink. Even though I don't watch AEW like that, but I did notice that he wasn't all in like the last couple years. Like, it always felt like he was going to turn heel. And you never know when he was going to do it, but obviously he's done it. But yeah. I'm Team Trent. And that's all I got to say about that.
Man, oh man, Martez has broken a lot of hearts this episode. It's like he turned heel.
is that Steve?
I felt like I didn't say much the last episode, so I wanted to be able to come on here and just talk a little bit more and really talk from the heart and just speak.
Macho Ghost.
No, this is good. I love it. I'm not one of my things. I've always tried to coax Martez more on the air because actually he's very good on the air. I think he thinks more of himself now. He never used to in the past. But actually, he doesn't deserve to be in the background. He deserves to be in the spotlight. And I'm glad he's talking a lot more. Part of the reason we aren't taking any callers this time is because we wanted to kind of devote some time to ourselves. And I think it's a static aside. I think it's been going pretty good up until this point where he doesn't like Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, so by my math, I think we have two matches left.
We got two matches left. What did you say? Did you say Steve's on the line?
Steve had to go, but Turtle was here. Turtle was on the line.
What the heck does he want? Who invited him?
I invited myself, Macho Ghost. Come on. I'm Mr. 1%, remember?
Turtle on the line.
Oh, he didn't hear
Turtle,
me. Okay.
How'd you get? Are you using the cups and strings that I gave you?
Of course. I never got rid of them. So here's the funny thing, Macho Ghost. I'm doing a first right now. I am recording Just Freaking Wrestling as I call. So we have two podcasts going on at the same time.
Wait a minute. You're recording this podcast to use on your podcast?
If we could put it that way. I was hoping we'd say we invaded.
It's probably more legal than us using the Rolling Stones at the beginning of the show, but don't say anything because I know what's the verb. But wait a minute. So Turtle, who didn't call in last time when I expected him to, who calls in this time, but now he's calling in and he's doing two shows at the same time? What do you think you are, Steve?
I'm stuffing, brother.
We're invading the gorilla position. I'm using my 1%.
Now, Turtle, I didn't get your name of your show correct earlier in the show. What is the official name of your show? And give yourself a plug before Martez and we all get disconnected.
So it's called Just Freaking Wrestling. We are the JFW podcast, the greatest podcast the greatest faction in podcast history, if you will. See, I'm messing it up. This is why I don't do this part. Travis Key usually does it.
Well, you're making somebody laugh, so you must be doing something right.
Well, I am. Actually, my co-hosts are on the line as we, because like I said, we are recording JFW right now. So, hey, Travis T, introduce yourself to the gorilla position.
Hey, guys. It's Travis T.
Live right now?
Well, no, we're not live. We're recorded. We're going to release this in about an hour and a half. So, I mean, if you want to call it live.
Man, oh, man. How about this? How could you let this happen?
Yeah, how dare you, Martez? How could you let this happen?
This is just that 1%, you know? Well, welcome to the show. We're having a hard time hearing, so tell your compatriots to introduce themselves, but scream it really loud.
You sound too much like Steve for me to find interest in you.
Translate that for me, Toto. I couldn't hear it.
Oh, my God. This is turning out too perfect.
Yeah, just tell him who I am. Apparently, he can't hear me. I don't know what I can do for him.
I feel like I'm on someone else's date.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Well, maybe I'll get some better equipment. You'll be able to hear him. I just wanted to, try something different, be funny. I'm just showing my 1% side of the show. So maybe next time I'll call in with better equipment. We'll all get together and talk wrestling. It's actually good to be on with you guys once again in how many years. Macho Ghost, I miss you. You are awesome. Swink, you're okay. Even though your takes suck sometimes. Martez, you're always awesome. And Steve, if you're listening, I'll catch you down the line. Well, we're about to wrap up our show, so thanks for letting me do my thing 1% of the time, as I usually do, and I'll catch you guys in the chat. You guys finish doing what you're doing.
Thank you for calling. I'm so happy, actually, Turtle called in, because last show I was waiting for Turtle to call in, and he didn't, because I think he was, I don't know, he went to surgery or something. I don't know what he was doing. I never know what anybody's really doing.
Yeah, that's Turtle. Definitely Steve, because that dude also doesn't shut the fuck up and move on.
I just hung up. So, truth be told, that is not Steve.
Oh, I wholeheartedly believe it's not Steve, but if you told me it was, I'd 100% believe it. It's like, all right, Steve, I got to go. Well, when you want to sit there and look at the... 1 second. Hey, Steve, I got to go. Yeah, no, we'll let you go. Let's go. Just real quick, though, when you want to talk about yourself, do you really mean you want to talk about me? Or the things that I do, no, Steve, no, hey, man, listen, we can talk about you all day, just, you have a good one, I'll talk to you later, you go ahead, you just take off, it's just, like I said, I'm not going to make this all about me, and I'm going to talk about why I'm not going to make it about me, but we're not going to make this all about me, we're here to talk about you. No, I agree, and I agree at the time, but I really got to get going. You take off, you just got to make sure, Red, give some roses.
First of all, love you, Grandpa Red.
I think it would have turned out. So I think that would have turned out a little bit better if the his speakers were better. But hey, you know what? I'm mission accomplished. Mm-hmm. I did what I had to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it. He heard us laughing, but he couldn't hear me saying anything. So I don't fucking.
I think I had to position the phone a little better. I mean, I had it close enough, but it might have been too close. And
well, did you put it by the speaker or did you put it by the microphone?
I put it by the speaker because I turned the microphone off. I had to unplug everything because I have no other way for them to hear it. Next time, I'll just maybe plug in a different speaker into the mic and it'll work better probably.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. That's cool. Good for them. Anything wrestling related, Pac-Man?
I have two things. So the first thing is...
You get one.
One?
You get one, so make it count.
Okay, so first of all, we have the Michael G. Taylor III Memorial Car Show, which has special appearances by your favorite stars of Rocket Pro Wrestling, taking place this Saturday from 10 to 2 at Aces Classic Cars at 502 Twin Rail Drive in Manuka.
Is this the event that started the whole yearbook thing?
This is the first annual event is where we talked to Damian Gray about the yearbook. But they are doing, again, this is a memorial for the late Michael G. Taylor. Yeah. There is going to be a 50-50, some music, some food, and some awards. And if you like classic cars, it is Memorial Day weekend. So before you go to all the great shows that we talked about today on the show, you are going to want to check out the car show. Again, that's 10 to 2, May 25th at Aces Classic Cars at 502 Twin Rail Drive in Manuka.
Awesome. Okay. Now share with us what wasn't as important as that.
Okay. So I keep getting some calls as we were recording today. So time to make a quick phone call back.
Like to be like a call on the show?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Take Nubby's bit. That's fine.
Well, I stole his bit from last week.
Yeah. Is this your mom?
Nope. This is Danny. Danny, I guess, has more stuff to say.
Fuck off.
Yeah, you literally kept calling me, dude.
Oh, shit. I just wanted to say I hope you guys had a great show. I think the entirety of me driving.
Yeah, we're still on it. Don't break kayfabe, bro.
You guys are still on it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Work the gimmick, brother.
We had 12 shows to talk about today, my friend.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of talking. And yeah. Am I right next to your shitty mic?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I hope they can actually hear me.
Oh, no. I can hear you. Yeah.
So... what do you think of this whole thing with mom with Fourth Mother Box? Our issues aside for a minute. What do you think about that?
Oh, about Fourth Mother Box?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I did consider bringing them up earlier when I was over, but, you know, I felt that was low hanging fruit. You know, I didn't want to give them any boosts in ratings, you know, mentioning them. But if we're mentioning them, yeah, I mean, it's kind of rude of them. You know, that's my mom, bro.
That's our mom, I mean, bro.
How can you and you guys said it yourself that, you know, she was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else going to respond to him or is it just a call between me and Danny now?
I don't know. What did you want to call? You kept calling, like, during the show.
He wanted to call and say, hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Sounds like it was a personal phone call he was looking for, not one to put on the podcast.
Yeah, you're putting me on the fucking spot, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the one that kept calling me. See, here's the thing.
I didn't realize you guys had a lot of talking to do.
Oh, hey, Danny, can you hear me? Danny, you can hear me, right?
Can you hear Travis?
I can't hear shit.
He can't hear you, Travis.
You can't hear me?
That's okay. I'm going to leave now. You guys have a great rest of your show.
Yeah, fucking hang up. God.
All right.
Go fuck
yourself. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
This is my favorite, JFW.
What? Oh,
well, thanks, man.
Yeah. All right, goodbye.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
So I've been talking to him the whole time. He has no idea what I've been saying.
I don't think he listens to JFW.
Jesus Christ.
Remember a few weeks ago when you said that I was right about the things that I was saying?
Here's the thing. I regret giving you two. So going forward, you only get one.
Okay. I thought it was going to be more, so I blame him.
Stop talking about it. We're done.
Okay.
Jesus. I thought it was going to be more. Clearly, there wasn't more, Pac-Man.
There was not
more. The call happened. You hung up. Clearly, there wasn't more.
That was anticlimactic.
It was.
But what won't be anticlimactic is when I retain my LIM beer drinking championship against him at Wrigley Field.
This is now three.
It was kind of connected to the.
I get it.
It was like 2A and 2B.
I get it.
You put a love emoji. That's sweet.
There we go. Yeah.
I get it.
You got to get your shit in, man. I totally understand. Last thing I want to talk about is, for those of you who didn't realize it or not, this year or this day marks the 13th anniversary of the passing of Randy Savage. So he passed away in 2011 on this day. Let's all give an ooh yeah on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Ooh yeah. So it is kind of crazy.
What's up?
We were just talking to the ghost of Macho Man.
Look at that shit.
And on the shoot side of things, this was actually the day that a friend of mine was, we laid him to rest. And when we were at the luncheon for his funeral, that's when I read about Macho Man passing. I'm like, really? Today? One of my favorites, man. More favorite than Hogan was.
Oh, and shout out to Tom, who just celebrated an anniversary of Nubby standing up at the altar. So
and I fumbled through the speech.
Who cares, man? Point is, he posted a picture about the most important day of his life, and you're in it. So
I was there.
Yeah. So
there you go.
JFW is fucking everywhere. Yeah, so make sure you follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, just by searching JFW Podcast. If you listen to us, go ahead and listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, Player FM, wherever you listen, Alexa, Amazon, all that. If you want to watch us, you can watch us over on the JFW Podcast YouTube channel. You can find us just by searching JFW Podcast, or you can go to Freak Nest Studios YouTube channel. Go to the featured. Not only will you find us, you'll find the Power Hour, you'll find the Fourth Mother Box, all the members of the Freakonet Studios. If you want to get more of Pac-Man, go check out the Lovely Intoxicated Men on YouTube. Check out their vlogs, their podcasts, everything they do over there. There's an LIM movie coming out later on this summer. Mm-hmm. And then make sure you tune in to us every single week so you can find out what shows Nubby's going to be booked on. IPW, RPW, and SCW seem like the big three. But he may be open to more bookings if you guys just reach out to him. So, look, NWA Chicago, man. Say some shit. But not as a ref. Because this year he refuses to be a ref other than the two times he was already a ref. So
it was one time.
One time he was already a ref. Yeah, my bad.
We don't count that time where I slid in and tried to count. It don't count.
Force of habit, muscle memory.
Hey, there's times where I'm reffing my own matches. I make little puns in between.
I love when you're up there with me on commentary and the match is over. Yeah, like I gotta go talk to Tom and then just walk or Tommy and I just walk away. Oh god, guys, that's all I got.
Time to
ring the bell on this episode.
Perfect. As always, I am Travesty.
And I am the Faction Slayer, Nubby, the Amazing Turtle, Cowabunga.
And I am the LIM beer drinking champion, Pac-Man. Danny, you're still going down.
And thank you for listening to the episode of Just Freaking Wrestling, the JFW Podcast.